just tell me when you're ready.
You're listening to Kilometre Zero by The Cycling
Podcast, supported by Allpress Espresso.
Designed for flavour.
La maglia rosa
e Scarponi va a vincere la tappa, era nelle previsioni, lo pensavo, ha tirato a Scarponi la tappa,
la voleva una tappa Michele Scarponi, ed è quella del Mortirolo, la sua vittoria. La maglia rosa invece è per
Michele Scarponi's death on April the 22nd, a week before he was due to lead the Astana team at the 100th Giro d'Italia, not only shocked the cycling world but immediately left the sport facing an unfillable void. On Tuesday, the Giro will honour the Eagle of Filottrano on the mountain he conquered en route to his most famous win in the Corsa Rosa, the Mortirolo, in 2010. Meanwhile, ever since that fateful Saturday a month ago, Scarponi's legions of friends in and around the peloton have done little else but remember and mourn him. A former teammate, Luis Angel Mate, dubbed Scarponi the William Wallace of the Marche, his beloved home region. While to others he was a court jester, a brilliant talent, an exemplary professional, or just a loyal friend and family man. Here, through the memories of some of those former teammates, opponents, associates and admirers, the Cycling Podcast pays homage to Michele Scarponi.
Hi, I'm Mario Quinzato from BMC Racing Team. So yeah, I knew Michele Scarponi pretty good. We were teammates for years as I'm 23 and then he's my age. So yeah, I know him since we were junior actually. And in all these years, he was always the guy that I won when I was meeting him in the peloton. Yeah, I always had like something funny to tell you. It was really the guy that was able to make you smile, also in the really worst moment. Always had something nice, something funny to say. And I say that if there was one guy that everyone liked, like everyone who had the chance to speak with him at least once it was Michele, because we try a little bit to help each other after he died. Like, so I text other colleagues that I knew that they were really close to him, and everyone had a message, a voice message, an audio message, or a video that he sent them in the few days before. And yeah, it's crazy. I saw him Tuesday, 2 days before he died. The Tour of Alps started in my hometown, and I texted him when he won the stage, and he came to hug me, and he saw that my wife was there, so he went to see my baby. He's 9 months old, and 2 days after I was training at 9:40, I got the call. And the other day I was in the airport of Alghero, I heard a voice. For a moment I was sure it was Michele, and I look at him like at this guy that actually was not Michele, like pretending it could be possible he was there, because it's really hard to believe that this really happened. And yeah, I think I feel blessed for having met him, and now I hope that his wife Anna and the kids will find the force to accept it and then go on. I remember last year we had a quite animated conversation after the canceled stage in Tirreno. The whole Astana team was really, really, let's say, angry about his decision, and we almost had a discussion. And then I remember saying, Michele, let's sit down and talk. And we talked for like 40 minutes on the table, and he's really an intelligent person, so we could really like explain to each other what was going on. He had really some good point about the situation that you can really see, like an open-minded person. And yeah, of course, he was a super nice guy. That the first things you think when you think of him, but he was a champion. At the end, he won Giro d'Italia, won 26 races, and he was 37, still winning a few days before. So really professional, and yeah, gonna be missed from several point of view.
Okay,
Dario Cataldo from Team Astana. Michele was not just a teammate, not just a nice guy like everybody knows already. He was very special leader, not just because he was a strong rider. He was a real leader because he can very manage well a group of riders, a group of friends, of sport guys. He had a very strong personality. Always very funny, very nice, but also very strong to keep the group all together. Without him, without a big leader, it's very different. We have a big responsibility, me and Tunnel, but we are trying every day to do the maximum. So I think if we have a little bit of luck, we will catch some nice result before the end of the Giro.
Hi, I'm Cesare Benedetti, rider for Bora Hansgrohe. Yeah, we'd like to spend a few words about Michele Scarponi today. I got to know him in 2012 after my first Giro. In that time, I was just a small rider, you know. I wasn't at this level where I am now. After that Giro in 2012. I got a phone call. A few days after the Giro, I got a phone call from Michele Scarponi. I didn't talk to him before that moment, and he just called me like I was a friend of him, you know. And he told me, "I'm in your region for a couple of days for holiday. Maybe we can train together." And you know, he called me like. Like no one else would have done, you know. Well, like a guy who can win the Giro, who can be on the podium in many races. I think nobody else would have done it, you know. Because other riders, they feel a level higher than we normal riders. And that's how I started to know Michele. And we trained together for a few days, and it was just awesome, you know, the way he talks, the way he jokes. Was just fun, you know, with him in the training, then in the races after in the peloton. When the bad thing happened a few weeks ago, I was in Belgium for the Ardennes Classics, and my teammates, they asked me if I knew him personally, and I answered I know him personally, but he's not a friend of mine. Scarponi was a friend of all, you know, was a friend of everyone, and it was really like that, because I think he was one of the few riders who had no problems in the peloton. With any other riders, what can I add? You know, we are now a few weeks have passed, but still, it's hard to believe. We say that are always the best ones to leave first. Sometimes, you know, it's just a ready-made sentence, but I think in this case it was really like that.
I am Marco Bonarigo, journalist at Corriere della Sera. In 99% of the cases, the athlete, the cyclist, has a lot of problems to talk honestly about the doping case. In some cases, he refuses to talk, telling always the same story. It's past. It's my past. I don't want to talk about my doping case. And 15-20% of the cases, they say, okay, there was a mistake in the analysis, there was a mistake, and so on. In a small percentage of cases, as in the case of Scarponi, the cyclist accepts to talk in a honest way about his case. It was the case of Michele. Michele admitted the case, and in a very, very sincere way. The first time I met him after the case, he said, okay, I was wrong. I was involved in the Operación Puerto. It was my mistake. It was not a mistake of the system. It was not a general case of it was my case. It was me. And I will be affected by this case for my whole life. And when I will explain to my children what happens, it will be a shame for me. But it was honest about it. It's rare. It's the first time, maybe, or maybe the second case of an athlete we admitted and was open with. And I think that testifies how sincere, how honest was Michele. And intelligent, yes, because intelligent means to be intelligent in this case, you see, to be able to stay in the system, looking in the eyes, journalists and friends and all the other eyes. It's not easy. It's not easy when you come back after a doping case to behave this way.
My name is Matteo Cavazzuti. I'm the Astana Pro Team Press Officer here at the Giro. Everyone is remembering Michele every day. It's just two big things to be forget in so short time. My last memory about him is I was at Trentino, his last race. We spent almost the entire week speaking about the Parrot because the Parrot has was doing some mistakes in the town, all around his hometown. And everyone there was saying that someone has to pay attention to him, because he was on the supermarket, he was doing some mistakes to everyone. And he said to me, we have to find out a way, because I don't want him to be introverted, but I have to take care about my own safety, because everyone hates this Parrot, but I love him, so. And then nothing. We were talking about doing something about the Parrot at the Giro, and then we just say hello in the Friday evening, and in Saturday morning he was just gone. In my opinion and in my career until now, he has been the best in this kind of it's a job, actually, because in a team, you know, there are some tension moments, period that not everything goes as you wish, and he was just the best on that. In fact, one of the things that I like to remember is that he has died, in the most happy moment of his life, I mean, sportive speaking. I was talking with his dad in the past days, and he said to me that Michele was just super, super happy because the condition was growing for something that has happened to Fabio and everything. He was going to be the leader at the Giro, and yeah, he was really super happy. That's the only thing I like to remember on one side.
Raimondo Scimone, manager of Michele Scarponi, great rider and great friend. Una mancanza incredibile.
Tutti I just feel an incredible sense of loss. Every day you hope to come to terms with it a little more, but unfortunately it's not possible. The only thing that helps is seeing the love that everyone involved in the sport had for Michele, a love that it's now showing to me, because people know that our bond was very strong. For example, I've just seen Michele Bartoli, who coached Michele for a while, and he hugged me as though I was a family member. These things bring a tear to your eye, but they also fill your heart with warmth. This kind of reaction, plus the fact that there were 7,000 people at his funeral, and the way people are commemorating Michele at the Giro, it all warms the heart. It also tells you what kind of relationships Michele had with people. His sense of humor was very Italian, I would even say meridionale, typical of the south of Italy, even though he was from a central region, Le Marche. The beautiful thing about his sense of humor, and I came to realize this as I got to know him better, was that it reflected his intelligence and his sensitivity. He was way above average among bike riders in these respects. I spent hours and hours with him talking about family values, about the little irritations and tensions that can arise in a family. A lot of cyclists are fixated on, say, the pressure to put in their tires the next day. But with him, you'd be talking about the subtleties in the relationship between, I don't know, a sister-in-law and a brother. For me, the knowledge that I had this kind of connection with Michele elevated our friendship to a different level. And that's what makes it so much harder to deal with his loss today.
You've been listening to an episode of Kilometer Zero by The Cycling Podcast, supported by All Press Espresso. The music was by 13 Senses and Amara Terra.
And thanks to Adam Bowie, who produced this episode.